you had to carry a heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of just saying you carried it, could you say anything else?
Well, some of them would say I'd tote the thing a quarter.
Tote it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything like, well, I had to lug that thing?
Lug that thing, yeah. That's one of the newer terms. Tote was one of those.
I see. Or say if a woman was working in the kitchen and a lot of children were under feet, she might say, well, now that stove is very hot, so...
Stay away from it.
Or don't...
Don't touch it.
I don't know if you played anything like this when you were a young boy, but sometimes there were games that you could play where you chased each other.
Mm-hmm. Chasing the leader. Mm-hmm. Following the leader. And one of them would be maybe the coon or the fox, and the rest of them would get out.
I see. Can you remember if there was a place that you could run to and be safe?
They had a base, usually. Base.
I see. Say if I threw a ball to you, you're supposed to
catch it.
Say today I catch it, yesterday I
call it.
Or if we had to meet each other in town, I might say, well, if I get there before you, I'll
wait.
Or say if you had a hired man who was just loafing and not doing his work, and you thought that you might have to discharge him, you might say, well, it just looks like I'm gonna have to get
rid of him.
And after you got rid of him, maybe he'd come back and say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
That ever happen?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Or
we don't work people much on the base, that base, so we usually work on a contract basis.
I see. Or say a man who just has a big smile on his face, and he just has something nice to say about everybody. You say, well, oh, so-and-so sure seems to be in a good
spirit.
Have you ever heard anybody say something like, well, he sure stays in a good humor.
Yeah, in good humor.
Or maybe, you know, if a boy left his best pen out on his desk, and when he got back it was gone, he might say, well, looks like somebody
stole my pen.
Or if you wanted to get in touch with somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time and you didn't want to telephone them, you might just sit down and
write a note.
And you might say, well, yesterday he wrote me a letter.
Wrote me a letter.
And say, you might say, well, after I went to the trouble of writing him, I expect to get
a hearing.
Or I expect to get a
letter, reply.
Or if I ask you a question, you're supposed to
answer it.
And when you write a letter, you say you take the envelope and you
seal it,
and you write the
address.
What do you call yourself doing when you do that? You say you're
addressing a letter.
A boy has learned something new, like how to whistle, mm-hmm. and you want to know where he learned that. You might ask him, well, who
taught you?